Buenos dias from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 23rd of October, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. It's that time again. On Monday the 20th, Spain's government once again relaunched a push at EU level to abandon the twice-yearly clock change, arguing the practice no longer delivers energy savings and harms citizens' biological rhythms. Government raised the issue at the European Transport, Telecommunications, and Energy Council, asking member states to agree on ending seasonal time shifts so that 2026 could be the last year of biannual clock changes. The executive says the relaunch responds to public opinion and scientific advice, while some domestic opposition accused the government of using the move for political point scoring. With who? Not clear. The powerful anti-clock change movement? Speaking of the opposition, on Thursday the 16th, Partido Popular, PP, ordered President Pedro Sanchez to appear before the Coldo Case Commission at the end of October. The commission is investigating alleged pay-to-get contracts and suspected payments involving former Socialist Party organizers and advisors, primarily José Luis Ábalos and Coldo García. PP says that the new findings and continued work on the case have made it necessary to press Sanchez on the party's alleged financing irregularities. Policing news. On Tuesday the 21st, Guardia Civil, a national police, arrested 33-year-old resident of Carbadella de Avia, Galicia, eastern Spain, suspected of starting a major wildfire that began on the 15th of August and burned its way through a significant amount of woodland. August fires spread across several municipalities, forced evacuations, threatened lives, damaged buildings. Investigators used on-site forensics and multi-agency resources to reconstruct the ignition and expansion. The arrest follows months of field work and is part of a wider inquiry into the season's severe Galician blazes, where multidisciplinary teams have examined whether fires stemmed from neglect, arson, or negligence. Meanwhile, in Barcelona, on Tuesday the 7th, three gay political officers who called themselves Las Marifachas sat down with news outlet Coda Story to discuss their rise as proudly queer conservatives. Their name fuses maricón, Spanish slur for gay men, with facha, derogatory term for fascists. They're queer, conservative, proudly aligned with the far-right Vox Party message that they believe that Islam threatens LGBTQ lives more than the far-right ever could, and they aren't the only ones. Across Europe, growing movement of gay conservatives has aligned with nationalist and fascist parties from France to the UK, united by hostility towards immigration, particularly Muslim immigration. This homo-nationalist trend is not new, but in an age of online polarization and disinformation, its reach and resonance have never been stronger. Check out the Coda Story in the show notes. Next up, on Monday the 20th, El País reported on several towns in Andalucía and southern Spain where groups of squatters labeled narco-ocupas are occupying empty properties and running drug-related activity hubs. Details about the towns keep coming in through confrontations between occupants and police and residents' complaints. We've reported on squatters' rights in previous episodes, but in summary, Spanish law makes it very difficult to evict people quickly, particularly from abandoned properties. In health news, on Wednesday the 22nd, the government approved by royal decree allowing over 500 million euros to strengthen care for people with ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, an incurable illness requiring 24-hour assistance. The decree will ensure full implementation of the 2024 ALS Act, guaranteeing round-the-clock professional care for patients in advanced stages, supported by at least five caregivers working in shifts. The decision for funding ends a year-long delay that left many patients without aid. The decree will also extend benefits to others with terminal neurological conditions. With this measure, state funding for Spain's dependency care system will reach a record 3.7 billion euros in 2025. Now, for a star in hot water, on Tuesday the 21st, Madrid City Council investigated pop star Rosalía, questioning whether she had municipal authority to hold a spontaneous promotional presentation in Callao Square, busy public square in the center of the capital. The council confirmed that the star did not have the correct permits, but it has not decided whether or not she'll be fined. Moving on to Rosalía's birth province now. This time, the news is for football fans. On Monday, the 20th, football club Barcelona updated its renovation timeline for the Spotify Camp Nou, confirming that the fully completed stadium will be ready by December 2027. fans will be back sooner than that. Elena Fort, the project's vice president, announced that fans can return to the partially finished venue next month when capacity will be roughly 45,000 seats, later expanding to around 60,000 by the end of the year. Project's first phase includes new locker rooms, modernized player tunnel, improved safety systems, new fan section called Goal 1957, commemorating the original date of Camp Nou's opening, will eventually serve as the heart of the stadium dedicated to diehard fans. Heads up, everyone. On Monday, the 20th news outlet Euro Weekly News put out a feature highlighting Spain's leading global position, hair loss treatments, and clinics, and its attitude towards baldness. Interesting read. According to the article, Spain tops the list as the most bald country in the world, with a little over 40% of men having no hair. Italy comes in a close second with just over 44%, a few decimals below Spain. However, attitudes couldn't be more different. In Spain, baldness is largely embraced, contrasting it with other countries where it's a whole lot more taboo. Link in the show notes. You know which foreign nationals own most property in Spain? On Wednesday the 22nd, Spain's General Council of Notaries published a report saying that the British own the most property outside of Spanish citizens, closely followed by Moroccans and Germans. The report outlines foreign purchases represent just over 19% of all sales so far in 2025. Interest in the Spanish property market remaining strong. The first half of the year, foreigners purchased over 71,000 homes, mostly Valencian Community, Catalonia, and Andalusia, as well as Madrid. Save a seat for this next one. On Wednesday the 22nd, Spanish police arrested seven people accused of stealing over 1,000 restaurant chairs from bars and eateries in Madrid and nearby Talavera de la Reina over 2 months. The gang, made up of six men and one woman, is accused of taking stacked outdoor chairs overnight while establishments were closed. Authorities estimate the stolen furniture's value at around 60,000 euros. Police say the suspects resold the chairs within Spain and abroad, including in Morocco and Romania. The investigation began after multiple restaurant owners reported missing chairs that had been left secured outside overnight. In culture, on Tuesday the 21st, a Madrid exhibition launched showcasing five decades of democratic transitions in Portugal and Spain, marking half a century since the democratic shifts that reshaped both countries. Titled Inequitude, Freedom and Democracy, the exhibition at the Casa Encendida uses documents, photographs, audiovisual materials, and artifacts to compare the processes and cultural transformations that accompanied Portugal's Carnation Revolution in 1974 and Spain's post-Franco transition, which began in 1975. Closing with the ancient world, on Thursday the 16th, archaeologists in Porcuna, Andalusia, partially restored one of the largest Roman amphitheaters known on the Iberian Peninsula, which was used by infamous Roman leader Julius Caesar. Excavations have revealed roughly 30% of the total structure, including a 50-meter or 164-foot stretch of facade, arena, gladiator cell, and seating tiers that experts estimate held 15,000 spectators. Only a small portion of Porcuna's footprint has been excavated. Archaeologists say the amphitheater's partial opening will boost heritage tourism and deepen knowledge of the city's seven centuries of Roman history. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. This past Saturday, we held a trial of a new kind of gathering. We, meaning Rorschach, highly structured, but radically equal, very wild, no keynote speakers, no talking heads. Those who join decide who they want to talk to, but without knowing it, the identity of who they'll meet, they propose and decide on what they'll discuss. Like we said, wild. If you're interested in what it was, check out the show notes. If you want, we can help you hold one in Spain. Hasta la próxima.